Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Say, I was wondering about chelation therapy. I've had some heart issues in the past, and I was considering that. Do you have any knowledge on that?
Yeah, surely do, sir. If you've got a lot of toxic metals in your system, and that can be determined with what's called a chelation trial, which just means one drip in of the chelating material, collect all the urine for 6 hours, sent off to a laboratory that specializes in checking for bad metals, and you don't get the answer back for about 10 days to 2 weeks. But if they find a whole bunch of toxic metal in there, yes, it could be helpful. If they find only a small amount, probably not. There is one other thing, and I'll talk fast here, I guess, and that is that for years and years, chelation therapy was dumped all over. And then finally, there was some research done that was backed by one or another taxpayer dollars from some government agency. And what they found was if there was type 2 diabetes in that individual or in that family, then the chelation was likely to do a heck of a lot of good at preventing heart problems. But it wasn't so good if there wasn't that in the family. So your turn, sir.
Okay. So what kind of a test is that?
It's called a chelation trial. And any doctor who does chelation therapy knows how to do those. We do it at Tom Clinic, and there's other doctors who do it in our area, I'm sure.
Okay. So what about, I have been doing a little research online, and I see that they have EDTA suppositories.
Those do work, sir. Those do work, and the thing you got to be careful of is you got to take normal minerals, calcium, magnesium, zinc, and all that, on days when you don't take the chelation, because the chelation suppositories pull those out too. Sorry, sir, as you can tell, it's the end of the program, but that's that, and thank you so much for calling.